Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is episode number 8 of the Mastery Series, Chi to Be, Achieving Your Ultimate Be-All. And today we're going to go even deeper into the richest, most juiciest aspects of releasing our emotional blocks. We began in the last episode by taking a look at the conversations we've had with ourselves that have kept us from being all that we desire to be. And we had a tool for giving more maturity, more possibility to those conversations so that we are more fully empowered. Today, we're going to use a few more resources and tools for that purpose. As we begin, I'd like to have the three Chi to Be Masters who are here with me today introduce themselves. So we'll begin with Tara.
Hello, I'm Tara Rayburn, and my be-all is to create and inspire healthy ripples throughout the world and to create $1 million benevolence fund to ripple more. And the most important thing to me is my living relationship with God.
Hello, I'm Michael Thrower, and my be-all is to achieve financial freedom, study with the best minds in the world. The most important thing to me is to take my mind to the highest level of consciousness.
Hi, I'm Valerie Malotti, and my be-all is to assist people in making educated choices about their health and their treatments. The most important thing in the world to me is love, love for myself, my family, every being, every breath I take, and love for the fact that my life is a beautiful song.
And I'm Stacey Hall, coach and facilitator of the Chi to Be, Achieving Your Ultimate Be-All program, and my be-all is to be Doctor of Natural Medicine. And the most important thing in the world to me is to make the universe smile. My universe, the universe of the people I interact with every day, just to make the world that much better, that much happier, that much more joyful every day. One of the ways that I have chosen to do that is by working with myself first, focusing on myself to make sure that my emotions, my beliefs, my actions are coming from extremely empowered place. That my inner chi is balanced in yin and yang, able to be introspective as well as extroverted, able to support me whether I'm resting or sharing or active in the accomplishment of my be-all. I've noticed along the way that when my emotions were not supporting that intention, that they were taking up more of my attention, if you will, because they were limiting me, or I felt limited, is really the truth of it. I was feeling emotions that were limiting. I was feeling emotions that kept me stopped, blocked, stagnant. I utilized the Chi to Be surges that we've already discussed in order to start moving forward. And in moving forward with the intention to attract more ways to keep moving forward, what I'm about to share with you today are some more of these energy surges. So do you remember, folks, in our strategic attraction plan, the plans that we created that were first introduced in Attracting Perfect Customers, The Power of Strategic Synchronicity, the first book I co-authored and then shared again in Chi to Be, the book. Remember creating your strategic attraction plans to identify who you intend to be in order to attract all the people that you intend to attract, that I had said that I had the experience of transforming side three from what was originally labeled what I want others to expect of me or what I want others to count on me for to simply the title, I am. So even though I am not yet certified as a doctor of natural medicine, within my beingness, I am a doctor of natural medicine. And being that has me act in certain ways, right? So Tara, your be-all is?
To create and inspire healthy ripples throughout the world.
And if you said it from an I am place, how would you say that same statement?
I'm a worldwide healthy ripple.
Yeah, wonderful. And knowing that, even though some of your ripples may not have extended worldwide yet, it has you acting in particular ways, right?
Yes.
Yes. Michael, your be all.
My be all is to achieve financial freedom, to study with the best minds in the world.
And if you spoke it as if it was already accomplished from I am, how would you say that statement? I am
working and studying with the best minds in the world. And I am.
And you have the financial freedom to do so, right?
I do.
That's right. And that may not be absolutely true yet. And yet taking on that being and the emotions that empower that being has you acting in ways differently from I wish I was. Would you say that's true?
I do.
And why so? Why are you agreeing with me?
Because I've adopted the phrase, just do it. And so when you are that, when I am that, I don't think about it. If there's an opportunity to go do something, to study with someone or to do a workshop or listen to someone speak or whatever it may be, I just do it. And I am it.
From that place of I am.
I am.
Exactly. You being the determined master that you are, that's how you've empowered yourself. The emotion of determination is that declaring I am this. Not everybody may see that I am that yet. I may not have all the licenses. I may not have studied with all the teachers I want to teach it. And yet I'm that. I'm already that in my higher spirit self. In my most magnificent self, I am that. Valerie, your be all.
My be all is to assist people in making educated choices about their health and treatment.
And coming from the statement, I am?
I am assisting people in making educated choices about their health and treatment. And that is a true statement, and it keeps growing. So I'm excited. My be all just keeps expanding. And the importance of the I am, I think, is that it isn't limiting at all. It's ever expanding.
Ever expanding. In some ways, I am already a doctor of natural medicine. I am a licensed spiritual healer. I am a certified raindrop technique practitioner, as is Michael as well. Both of us are out there sharing how to utilize essential oils in a certain type of massage technique that helps to release toxins and emotions. I am a certified aromatherapy coach, as is Michael as well. So I teach people about how to use aromatherapy one drop at a time for their wellness. I'm a certified and licensed NIA instructor, teaching people how to use movement for moving through emotional blocks and just to have joy in life. I am learning from Tara more about healthy living, and we're going to be talking about that more in an upcoming episode of this series. In many ways, I'm already doing the activities that I'll be doing as a doctor of natural medicine. And I'm doing that because I am a doctor of natural medicine. So what can I do now to further that being true? It's a truth. If I can envision it, it's because I've already manifested it in my mind. The more thought I give to that, the more intentional activity I give to that be all and every other goal that it happens before it, the more I am being it. Being begets being, begets being, begets being. But if I'm the emotion of, I'll never be that. How could I ever be that? I'm not good enough to be all the conversations that got created between me and me as a child that I had to unravel and shift and change and grow up along the way. If I had still been in those conversations, I'm not old enough. I'm not tall enough. I don't have enough information. If that was my being, I'd have different actions, wouldn't I?
Yes.
Yes. As opposed to, I am a doctor of natural medicine and I am receiving the information. I'm actively pursuing the acquiring of the information to make that happen. All right. So the first easiest shift, one more energy surge, is to just live I am. So all of you who are listening, you've got your be-alls. Take side number 3 of your attraction plan. Cross out the title, what I want people to expect of me or what I expect of myself. Cross off the title, what I count on myself for, because it's still true. We're still being personally accountable, but now we're simplifying it. Simplifying it down to I am. And those items that are not yet achieved exactly the way you want, they still are highlighted. They're still bold. But now I'm inviting you, or I will say, and I'm inviting you to now look at all the lists, the characteristics, the beings, the emotions, the goals, and the intentional activities from a place of I am this. I am this. I am this. I am this. Tara, I'm going to say it 3 times.
I am this. I am this. I am this.
Michael.
I am this. I am this. And I am this.
Valerie.
I am this. I am this. I am this.
How does that feel in your body? It's just strong. Saying that.
It does.
Tara.
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Strong. Good, yes. Yeah, that's it. It's no longer, this is what I want. No longer, I count on myself for this, because we've reached in this mastery level, we've reached the place we know what we count on ourselves for. Now we just are it. Just be it. As Michael likes to say, and along with Nike, just do it. Okay. In the Chi to Be program, it's just be it. Just be and use the Chi within you to bring that into tangible manifestation. And some of us may be saying, yeah, easier said than done at this point. So guess what? When we are in our I am place, our body vibration, our energy vibration is vibrating at a very high level. There is a company called Tainio, Tainio Technology, in Cheney, Washington, Cheney, that actually created a piece of equipment that measures the energetic vibration of all living matter. And I've been fascinated. I've read about this in a couple of places. You can go on the internet and check it out. But everything from what the megahertz are of a human body when it's healthy to the megahertz when it's approaching death, what happens, how low our megahertz have to be in order to attract cancer. So Bruce Tainio has measured the energetic vibration of living matter, all different aspects of living matter, including essential oils. And so you may have been wondering up to now why Tara uses essential oils and Michael uses essential oils and Valerie uses essential oils and I use, and on the other masters who have mentioned them all the way through this program, is because through this technology, they've identified that pure essential oils, those that are not fragrances. Fragrances are different because they often have synthetic substances in them. Anything that comes straight from a plant that was taken when that plant was in its fullness, if we say when it was blooming, and had nothing added to it when it was bottled, they have very high vibrations. The plants have extremely high vibrations, and the oils from the plants do too. And by inhaling them, or applying them to our bodies, we can actually raise our own chi energy. It's a very quick, fast way to do so. So we've been talking about some of these very emotional ways of moving through our emotional blocks and the tears. Well, we may be confronted with a block, and it's not the right moment, if you will, to have a big emotional burst through. And yet we've got, in that moment, we're choosing to increase our energy. We want to change our feeling. An easy way to make that happen is to use an essential oil. Let's say we're agitated. Use lavender to calm. For example, I'm going to read to you something from the Essential Oils Desk Reference, published by Life Science Publishing, compiled by D. Gary Young, the founder of Young Living Oils, about essential oils. As I'm watching Tara put her own oils on here, she keeps them with her. About emotional response using essential oils. and says, today we live in a society of emotional turmoil, and more evidence is accumulating that our emotional health can have a profound effect on our physical health. More than ever before, researchers are probing the impact that emotional states have on the physical condition of the body. And many doctors are recognizing the possibility that a number of diseases are caused by emotional problems that link back to infancy and childhood. Remember, we're talking about those conversations that started when we were a young age. These emotional problems can compromise body systems and even genetic structuring through a process that translates and creates the equivalent of a molecular memory in key organs and structures of the body. To some degree, and this is a quote, all of the organ systems in the human body have memory, according to Bruce D. Perry, MD and PhD. All nerve cells store information in a fashion that is contingent upon previous patterns of activity. And he's with the Child Trauma Program, sponsored jointly by Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital. And if scientists have studied to understand the neural basis of emotion, they have discovered that the limbic system of the brain plays a vital role in interpreting and channeling intense experiences, particularly memories of fear or trauma. Now, you may be saying, so what does this have to do with essential oils? I'm going to read on. Many of the biochemicals in pure essential oils, particularly natural chemical compounds called sesquiterpenes, can increase blood oxygen levels in the brain. The stimulation of both aroma and oxygenation, and again, I'm reading from the essential oils desk reference, seems to affect the amygdala in ways that facilitate the release of stored emotional blocks, both in the subconscious and in various body systems. Combining essential oil aromas and oxygenation regularly over time, accompanied by mental focus and intent, there's that word popping up again, our intent and our intentional activities, has proven to be effective in many cases for resolving unexplained physical problems that were rooted in past emotional trauma. So, for example, scientists have studied and found that for abuse, let's say somebody was abused and they're still carrying the trauma of that, geranium, ylang-ylang, and sandalwood would be oils that could help them shift from the sensation or the feeling or the being abused to what they intend to feel or be or are instead. Anger. Well, sometimes it's just not possible to not take things personally. Something gets triggered and we find ourselves angry. And yet we know that anger is not going to move us forward. Sometimes anger can. There's books that have been written about using the power of anger or the power of any emotion to move us forward. I'm meaning in this point that anger that just keeps building and we stay stuck in the anger and not moving on. We all know that experience. So for that kind of anger, bergamot, cedarwood, Roman chamomile, frankincense, lavender, lemon, marjoram, myrrh, orange, rose, sandalwood, ylang-ylang. Any of those have been proven to stimulate mental activity to release the stored trauma of anger. Fear, as Valerie brought up in one of our earlier episodes, fear is a place we can get stopped. And of course, we know from our first series about the solution, we can look at any situation from fear or from love. It's sometimes what's more present for us is the fear than the love. All right, let's put essential oils to work against that. bergamot, clary sage, Roman chamomile, cypress, geranium, juniper, marjoram, myrrh, spruce, orange, sandalwood, rose, ylang-ylang, all been studied and proven to produce a shift away from the sense of fear towards an emotion we would really like to have. So just very quickly, Tara, since you have your oils with you, what would you like to say about why you're using them? What do oils do for you, essential oils?
I've talked a lot about circulation. It is one very quick way to create a circulation in my mind, in my body, and in my spirit. It's in a situation where maybe I can't remove myself, or I choose not to remove myself physically, I'm able to create a circulation. I'm able to move and invigorate my body. And there's so many reasons why I use the oils, but that's the quick of it right now.
That's it, that oxygenation mm-hmm. producing flow in the
mm-hmm.
blood.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, along with essential oils for raising vibration, because that's what we're talking about. When we raise our vibration to a place that's above the vibration of a limiting belief or a limiting emotion. So Tanio technology, they've even measured certain thoughts, types of thoughts. Anger, greed, irritability measures much lower on the scale than calm, joy, a sense of peace. Those all have a higher energy level. And this is what we've been talking about, having the energy, the chi, to be what we intend to be, accomplishing our be-all fully. We've talked in the first series about chakras, keeping our chakras open and vibrating. We just touched on it very briefly. Here we can mention it a little more deeply. So we have our root chakra at our tailbone, and there's a color associated with that. And Michael, our Chi to Be Master, is a master in color therapy. And Michael, what is the color associated with the root chakra at the tailbone?
That is red.
Red.
Red is your grounding color, and that takes you, that keeps you to the ground. It's also good for your circulation. It is the longest wavelength, and it has the shortest vibration.
Wonderful. Then we come up to the area of the reproductive organs, and we have what's known as the sacral chakra. And the color associated with that, Michael, is?
Is orange.
And what more can you tell us about the sacral chakra?
Orange is invigorating. It will actually raise your energy level. It will mellow you out. It will help you with your emotions. It's very touching on the emotional part. It's just an overall invigorating color.
The third chakra coming up from the tailbone would be the solar plexus, right? Between, I guess you would say, between the rib cage and the navel,
right
there, right in the breadbasket, as they say. And what is the solar plexus about? What's the color associated with it?
Your solar plexus are yellow. And yellow is an invigorating color. It's also good for removing the toxins. It's good for vitamin C. It's good for raising your energy as well. It's just an overall superb cover.
Okay, so it's going to increase all of that, our power center, right?
As we keep coming up.
So when we're feeling less powerful, we can envision the color yellow, wear it perhaps on us, and tapping into the power of yellow and the solar plexus, we can become more powerful automatically.
We can become more powerful, more invigorated, and it will also calm your tummy if you have an osteosis.
Yeah. Yes, Valerie?
As Michael was mentioning, that yellow is representative of being high in vitamin C. Your body my body will crave colors that I need to work on in my chakras. So I might be craving lemonade or orange juice. So it's interesting that you attach it to the vitamin C, because I was attaching to the color, but
beautiful.
There's a coincidence there.
Oh, absolutely.
Or not.
The colors definitely have vitamins in them.
Coincidence or synchronicity.
Exactly.
Like I say, a symbiotic relationship. Exactly. And then up above the solar plexus, the next chakra we come to is the heart chakra, right where everyone would expect it to be. And the heart chakra color, and what does it represent?
The heart chakra color is your neutral color. It is green, and it is for opening up your heart for compassion. It's also good for just as a neutralizing color. If there's too much too much of a red color per se, or if it's too much of the vibrant, the hot colors, then your green is a nice neutral color to come in. But green is something that just, it's a, when you're in doubt, go to green. It's always the color.
And why is that? Why would it because always be the color?
Because it's a neutral color. The three primary colors that we have are violet, red, and green. If you shine all three of those colors together, you're going to get white, absent of light, which is kind of intriguing. But green is your, this is just your all-around great color. I use the green when I'm working on a color light facial. I'm usually doing the infinity symbol on your heart. And what this is doing, it's actually drawing out any kind of negative energy you have in your body and really helping you to release it, and just opens you up. And it empowers the, it's kind of like peppermint, empowers the other colors.
Interesting that peppermint, yes, it comes from a plant as most oils do. And often times you will find the color of the bottle associated with peppermint to be green. And I just want to say, when you talked about it's a good balancing, the heart chakra itself is the balancing chakra. It is about giving and receiving love. And it also is, there are seven major chakras, three below, three above. And when we come into our heart, or when we connect with that green, then we're giving ourselves balance, correct, Michael?
Correct.
In the whole body.
Absolutely.
Right? And then we come up to the throat chakra. And what more can you tell us about the throat chakra?
Well, the throat chakra is sky blue. Sky blue is a beautiful color. It's actually, I use colors when I sleep at night, 1 hour on, 2 hours off. The blue actually is a pain reliever. It can calm you down. It's a peaceful color. And when used, the sky blue on the throat area, the throat chakra, it helps release you, because a lot of times folks have trouble expressing themselves, or they've been raised in an environment that it's not what they want to do. They want to repress these feelings. So the sky blue will actually help you open up and to not repress and bring what you need to come out and speak it.
Okay. To be able to release those thoughts, those communications that have been repressed prior, can be released with ease.
Yes,
exactly. By envisioning the color blue and connecting that with our throat chakra.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And then we come up between the eyebrows to the third eye chakra.
The third eye chakra is indigo blue. Indigo blue is kind of an opening to the brain and allows spirituality to come into your head. It's a peaceful color. It's a pacifying color. It's a pain reliever. And it will open you up. This is something, when you do meditation, this is a great place to start, right in your third eye.
Third eye. And I've always heard it that is the seat of my own inner wisdom. Is that a true statement?
That's absolutely fact.
Okay. So connecting to my higher self.
Exactly.
My I am self, if we will. And then we come to the seventh chakra at the top of the head, the crown of the head. And what can you share about that?
Well, that's violet. That has the shortest wavelength and it has the highest vibration or frequency. This is actually your crown chakra is the opening to the source. It allows you to go up to the source and do your connecting. It connects all the other chakras when you bring them all the way up. It's just a beautiful color used for a lot of different areas. It's great for harmonization of the brain. It's used on to help you your blood flow again. It's helped for lymphatic drainage on different areas of the body. It's just a beautiful color.
So whereas we can use violet throughout the body, its primary association is with the crown chakra, and crown chakra opening up to divine energy. Whatever that is for you, that's the connecting in through our crown chakra. We connect to all wisdom, if you will, creative source that's beyond us, bigger than us. And as we come to the end of this episode, I want to share with everybody a book that I've found. There's many, many books, lots of things written on color, on chakras, on oils. A great book that combines them all is Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils by Dr. Carolyn L. Mein, M-E-I-N. She's a doctor of chiropractic, and she has identified limiting emotions, the opposite of those limiting emotions. In other words, so we feel this, we would move to that. Which essential oil would support the movement of that forward? as well as which chakras and which body points are associated first with the limiting belief and then how to move it out of the organs. So it's a fabulous book, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils by Carolyn L. Mine, M-E-I-N, Doctor of Chiropractic. I use it myself, for myself. I use it with my clients, and it's amazing how fast one, for example, indecisiveness. Of course, we have the solution process, but let's say you can't even decide if you want to use the solution process. The other side of indecisiveness is focus. Of course it is. The affirmation to move us there is I have clarity. I have clarity. And then she'll also show you where to apply the essential oil. In this book, she's recommending the use of Young Living brand essential oils. And for this particular issue, indecisiveness, a blend called Peace and Calming, which is primarily citrus oils and has a color of green, a very neutral color, as Michael mentioned. So Michael, just very quickly, why would you think she would be recommending a blend of citrus oils for indecisiveness?
Well, I would say to give you the courage to face what you're looking for, what the answer is for your indecisiveness, so that you can look deep within and pull down from your source and bring in the true answer.
To be right there centered in your heart, what is the right decision for us? Wonderful, beautiful. Michael, thank you so much for all the ways that you shared how we can tap into our chakras and generate more energy for ourselves through the color and through understanding what the chakras are meant to do for us. And to everybody listening, you may have heard Michael speaking from UCAN. And in this particular case, because I asked him to provide instruction, this would be appropriate when we're instructing or sharing with a group of people. And he's saying, this is what's possible for you. I want to make sure that everybody heard that in that way. So a little bit different this time than asking Michael to speak only from his own experience. He was sharing general information about the chakras for everyone. Thank you for all of the support of the Chi to Me Masters in this episode. And to all of you, be empowered, be powerful, and do keep your eye on your be-all.